Blackstone Audio presents Betrayer of Worlds by Larry Niven and Edward M. Lerner. Wunderland 1. The jungle was eerily quiet. Hugging the uneven ground behind a thin screen of greenery, Nathan Grainer peered over the precipice to where a dirt road followed the narrow, undulating floor of a steep-walled canyon. The suns, one yellow and one orange, were high overhead. Anyone glancing up from the road toward either ridge would only see glare. The perfect time and place for an ambush. The day was cool, and a breeze blew steadily. Still, sweat trickled down Nathan's face. Nerves, he told himself, knowing that was at best a half-truth. With the barrel of his laser rifle, he nudged aside a frond for a clearer look. The fern was green, clearly terrestrial. Across the rugged gorge where the second group of rebels hid, the red-gold vegetation was as plainly native. Ruts and potholes scarred the primitive road, no obstacle for anti-grav vehicles, but scarcely navigable for anything with wheels. He wasn't afraid, not exactly. Fear would have required truly believing that this was happening, that he was here. Life had been that way, surreal, since the missile punched through Clementine. The emergency restraints in the pilot's couch had saved him. Everyone else aboard died when the ship broke apart. Resistance fighters reached the wreckage first. Deep in shock, unquestioningly, he had gone with them. He took small, measured sips from his canteen. He took deep, cleansing breaths when neither calmed him.